Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another visit to the farm. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the American Family Farmer program. I host a number of radio programs. I have been told by some people in my industry that I sound the most passionate when I'm talking about agriculture. Well, I'm very passionate about cows, for sure, and the farm. Been around cows all my life. I own and operate Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. EastleyFarm.com. You can kind of check out what's going on, although in the winter doldrums, not much going on except feeding the cows and scraping up the manure and doing that stuff. Logging is going on, you know, that sort of thing. We're trying to spread and be responsible when it comes to our piles of manure, but those are the things that are going on your farm. So let's get to some of the news here. We're going to talk with a couple of folks running an organic dairy farm later on during this hour in our interview portion. But I start the program with some news items, things that I have seen come across my desk that I thought were important. Because we're in the season of craziness, that is politics, the question has been asked whether or not Donald Trump or Joe Biden has delivered more for farmers. Donald Trump in Iowa talking to farmers about how wonderful the state of agriculture was under his last 4 years. I don't agree at all with that. Sonny Perdue was a disaster. The money that was supposed to go to many of you small farmers didn't. It went to Sonny Perdue's pals in the southeastern part of our country. That's one measure of failure. But you can look at different measures, and by most of them, Biden has been better for farmers than Trump. Net farm income has gone up since Joe Biden went into the White House. Net farm income has totaled $165 billion between 2021 and the end of last year. It was $94 billion over the same period of time when Trump was president. And so it's quite a bit of a difference. But there are a lot of different things to factor in here. A lot of government input in terms of money, taxpayer money. That's a number. The challenge, it seems to me, for Biden is convincing those of you who are mostly Republicans that he's been just as good, if not better, for the bottom line. And that's not going to be easy. Not going to be easy for him to do it in terms of any way of comparison, because he hasn't really, this isn't news. Well, maybe it is news. He hasn't done a good job. They've leaned heavily on Tom Vilsack, who's okay in my mind as the Secretary of Agriculture. He's been the one who set the tone in the past several months. He has visited Minnesota and Maine and Washington. These are all the early primary states to tell farmers about the gravy train Biden has brought to them. So if you don't think this is political, all of these secretariats are nothing but politics. It's all politics. So farm income under Biden is a more important metric, so the Biden people say, than Trump's record of government payouts. Well, I'll give you that, because the government payouts, as I said a few minutes ago, it didn't go to the people who really needed it, and I thought that was a pretty damnable outrage. All right, next focus is the flashpoint over who owns what land. A lot of information this week on the Chinese. There have been a lot of people in various states who are focused on this. It's a real hot-button issue, as well it ought to be. Agricultural lands, ownership of them, bills are being offered in state houses governors are taking executive action to add reporting requirements. Foreign land ownership is something that was discussed during the Land Investment Expo in Des Moines recently. While the politicians are out there bouncing around, there are real restrictions. The emphasis on restrictions by China have risen dramatically after the spy balloon incident. Remember that about a year ago? And so 12 states now have legislative proposals to restrict foreign land ownership, specifically the Chinese. There are 36 proposals in all, and there's some kind of restriction, really, when you look around the country, that is brewing, looking like it has a good chance of passing in about half of our states. So what, on top of that, is important is the announcement this week that the Chinese Communist Party leader, a fellow who is a billionaire, has purchased 200,000 acres of land in our country. This is, you know, you look at the Democrats and Republicans and how do we get them together? This certainly got them together this past week. This guy is a card-carrying member and an officer in the Chinese Communist Party. He also is one of the richest people in China. He has bought land over the last 10 years, and nobody has said boo about it. 200,000 acres of land in Oregon. $430 an acre he paid for it, as a matter of fact. Wow. And so there's no government record of it. See, you go back to Biden, and why is this stuff all covered up? Is there something between his son Hunter and the deals that have been struck? And I can't tell you that I really know. And there's no real news, there's no trail to follow that's easy to follow. Meanwhile, Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who wants to be Trump's vice president, was interviewed, said the Biden administration dropped the ball. Okay, so yeah, there's no news there. The Biden administration has dropped the ball. And the communists in China are buying agricultural land. Why? To subvert our sovereignty? To undermine our agricultural community? To encroach on our military installations? Pick an answer. To upend rural communities in America? This thing only came to light this week after the state of Oregon publicly named one of his companies as the owner of the property. He owns a $39 million Manhattan townhouse, by the way, a $26 million estate in Los Angeles. He is basically a resident of America, even though he's one of the leaders of the Communist Chinese Party. He's been a member since he was 18 years old, has gone up through the executive ranks. And so members of Congress are, again, firing off letters to the Department of Agriculture, urging the agency to increase its vigilance. See, this is why, you know, I present this as sort of me being a little editorializing, but this is why you don't vote for Biden. I don't see that there's anything in here. I saw one of the people I respect the most, John Tester, is a senator from Montana. He's a farmer. He testified before Congress. He said, quote, "While we learn about more of the specifics around this unfolding situation, it highlights the need for Congress to do more to protect American agricultural security." Duh. So anyway, what are we doing? Bill Sack is making a lot of excuses and tap dancing, and so it doesn't appear. Why is it that this guy's purchase doesn't appear in government records? And why? The Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act requires foreign investors to report any new interest in agricultural land to the Department of Agriculture within 90 days of the transaction. So why have they not? And by the way, Canada's Irving family, behind Irving Petroleum, as the biggest ownership of land in Maine, they own 1 million acres of land. Most of it is woodland, forest land in Maine. So we have China as a problem. We have laws restricting ownership. One of the other things that I found interesting in my research this week is that the people in Salt Lake City in the Mormon Church they're on a shopping spree as well, buying land all over the place. They bought 365 acres of land in Nebraska last year. They're the number one buyer of land in other places, but Nebraska seems to be what they're focused on in the Chimney Rock and Lake Mahoney. I guess that's one of their counties there. This is a serious situation. It needs our attention. We need to have security. We don't have it with this bunch. So if Trump gets back in again, will we have it? More likely to have it with anybody but Biden. But I again go back to the Chinese. This story is so dangerous, so dastardly, just plain wrong. All right, so that's the news I have time to cover here on the American Family Farmer this week. Coming up in a few moments, the folks who run the Miller Farm in Vernon, Vermont will join us. We'll be talking about this four-family organic dairy farm, what they're finding for successes and all the good stuff that we can focus on. I love talking about cows and about dairy, so we'll get to that right after these words here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. A word from our sponsor, or at least one of them, here on the American Family Farmer. That sponsor would be Calitrin. Calitrin is the way for you to start losing weight. Do it today. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. If you've been listening to this program for the years it's been on the air, been listening to any of the programs that I do, you know I always speak glowingly about Calitrin, not just because they pay me to be a spokesperson, but because I know it works. I've used it myself to keep my weight where it is, because once you lose the weight, you want to keep it off, and that's what Calitrin really does a good job of. And then, you know, there are all the people who have gone through various digestive problems because they're just too heavy. Toploss.com. Order the product. You get $10 off every bottle. One bottle is a one-month supply. So do that and enjoy it. And use the Doug discount code to check out. Don't have to pay for any shipping costs as well. That's Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Half the hour now on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, we're going to be talking to Peter Miller, who is a farmer in Vernon, Vermont. He and Harley Sterling are working together to provide some pretty good options for folks in the Connecticut River Valley. So let's start with Harley Sterling, who works with an organization that serves who? What's the organization, and to whom are you connected?
So I'm the food service director, school nutrition director, we call it here in Vermont, for a public school district in southeastern Vermont called Windham Northeast Supervisory Union. We're six public schools, and we serve another school in Brattleboro. So my job is to feed kids breakfast and lunch in public school. And we've been partnering with Pete since the fall to try to get his organic local milk onto the lunch trays and into the cups of our kids.
All right. So what raised your awareness? What piqued your interest? What's going on in the public schools there in that part of Vermont that seems to not be servicing the children's needs as far as foodstuffs are concerned, as well as perhaps could be the case?
That's a great question. I mean, I've always kind of seen, I think it's kind of common knowledge that the United States school lunch program is a bit of a punchline, right? We always kind of tease it.
I would say it's not even that good. It's a disgrace, frankly.
Okay, well.
But anyway, yeah, that's my, it really is. It's for the stuff that's available, thank heavens for people like you who come along to sort of throw a different wrinkle at it using the same sort of resources, right?
That's right. Limited resources. So school food in Vermont has kind of – Vermont has been a leader for a long time in the farm school movement and also getting local food into schools. We're kind of an incubator, a test lab for the rest of the country. I feel like a lot of folks look up to Vermont. We've kind of been blazing trails for decades now, and I got into this work to sort of try to do what I could in my little corner of the sandbox, and our – program, the Farm to School Cafe, we call ourselves, is all about trying to get as much local food onto the menu as possible in a real systematic way, not just buying blueberries a couple times a year and and talking about it for the rest of the year. We're really trying to do it systemically, where our menus are planned around a certain purchase, you know, a certain quantity of local purchasing.
Things that are available at that time of year, in essence, right? Now, milk's available all of the year, but blueberries aren't and some veggies aren't. So it sounds to me like you're actually putting some thought behind it instead of just doing following the bouncing ball routine that is so much the case. And I'm sure people are now nodding their heads as they listen around the country. If you are aware of what's going on in your system, in your school system, you know that most of it is lackluster. Even though, yeah, breakfast is being provided and lunch is being provided, but what are they eating?
There's lots of challenges to the school food programs, limited budgets. And as you just identified,
You know what? That becomes, Harley, that becomes a punchline. That becomes, you know, limited budgets. It's kind of like saying to somebody, well, we don't have enough people, so we can't get the job done. You know what? Your job is to figure out how to get it done. And it isn't just, well, the going by a certain set of standards. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
I certainly appreciate that sentiment. And that's kind of the rules we try to live by. We try to just rise to the challenge and do what we can, and we're trying to provide a model for the rest of the state and the rest of the country, because it is so standardized, the school food programs, that if you do it here, you can do it anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin too, so you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. USA News Update. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to be told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan has now become the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their lander touched down on the moon yesterday.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. For those of you who are new, a couple of new stations this week, what we really do here on this program is a threefold approach to the issues that small family farmers are facing. This is not a program that's aimed at big ag, getting big ag sponsors, helping to support the 90-some-odd percent of farms that are controlled, or not necessarily controlled, owned by. There's still family farms are predominant, but they don't control as much of the industry as their numbers might suggest. So we decided to focus on a program in southern Vermont that has combined a fellow that knows his way around the school lunch menus, how to get the best for children using a budget. Harley Sterling is here from the school union in this area. He refers to the program, it sounds like, the Farm to School Cafe. And that's where Peter Miller comes in. Peter Miller runs the Miller Dairy Farm. Miller Farm is a four-family organic dairy farm also in southern Vermont, Vernon, Vermont. So we haven't heard from you, Peter. Let's talk to you a little about the farm itself. Are you a farm kid all your life? What's the story with the coordination of the four families here?
I grew up on the Miller Farm. I am the fourth generation. And I am in partnership with my brother. He is also on the farm. We came back to the farm the same time. We had neither one initially started on the farm, but when we had children, we decided we would come back. Our father and mother are still alive and living on the farm. We have a partner, Keith Franklin, who started when he was about 18, and we brought him in as a partner in the business. And then my daughter and her husband are the next generation coming in on the farm and part of the milk bottling business.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, the number of acres, how you decided to be organic versus perhaps just the natural approach, how hard was that in your neck of the woods, or has it been something you've been organic forever?
We started the transition to organic in 2005, 2006. I felt like the economics behind organic were more appealing to a mid-sized farm. I should have mentioned that we were milking about 180 cows at the time. Mm-hmm. And we transitioned completely, I think, 2008 and started being picked up by Organic Valley. Ultimately, we switched over to Stonyfield, and we were, and we've still been shipping the majority of our milk to Stonyfield Organic, who we're one of the closest farms to their plant. We are in southeast Vermont, but they're over in Londonderry, New Hampshire. We're right on the border with New Hampshire.
It's a difficult process, for sure. I have a farm. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. I milked about as many cows as you back in from 2004 to 2015. I had a horrible experience with one of our barns collapsing. A bunch of cows died, and I just kind of lost my starch for doing it the way we were doing it. And a lot of people, I had three guys working for me, and they, two of them quit because it was 30. After that big storm in February of 2015, when the temperature up where you are in Vermont went down to the same degree, it went down here. We had 3 days of 30 below zero wind chill factors.
And ouch.
The cows' teats were sticking. It was just everything, frostbite. So I
it's terrible.
Sort of gave up the ghost, and I sent the cows down to a fellow in Pennsylvania who has the same sort of operating philosophy as I do, but now I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and it's okay for now. I'd like to milk. I sold a lot of raw milk. I'm not sure. I've forgotten what. I think in Vermont you can do that. Down here, the need, the desire, that's what I'm talking about, the organic side of things, because I kind of became organic without officially being organic. And being a raw milk purveyor made me a much better farmer, much cleaner, much better. Everything was better. And so I was proud of what we were doing. We were selling 100 and some odd gallons of raw milk a day. I could have sold twice that much if I'd had more cows. I don't push my cows, and Jerseys are notoriously less in terms of volume than Holsteins. As a matter of fact, that's kind of what the choices are. People make a choice to do Holsteins because they want quantity, and sometimes people say Jersey better quality. I don't know. There's this debate between the A1 and A2000. Yeah, right?
You know, it starts going to Ford, Chevy, Dodge, what's best?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Arguments with farmers.
They get silly. So you're doing 700 acres on the Connecticut River Valley. I can't imagine anything more desirable. I love our part of Massachusetts that goes along the valley. What sort of help is that, or what sort of stuff do you run into that are problems on those 700 acres?
We have a tremendous variety of soil types, interestingly enough. There's the river bottom land, which is a Hadley soil. Speaking of Massachusetts, it's named after the soil in Hadley.
Yeah.
And then we also lease some land that's up on the hills, and you could equally turn it into a gravel pit. Some sandy soils. I think the only thing we don't have is clay. But little microclimates are quite different between what's hugging the river and what's exposed to, say, the northwest winds or something like that. And so we get quite a bit of variety. We have some boggy soils that we do with northern exposure, and those are going to be very different than a gravelly southern exposure. So we get a real hodgepodge.
I don't want to belabor the point because I want to talk about the cooperation between you and Arlie and his program. But one of the things I did experience this summer after the floods, I went up the weekend after I had bought a round bale wrapper up in sort of central Vermont. And to get to this guy, I had to go up every back road that you could come up with because most of the major roads were washed out here and there. And the cornfields were wiped out along at least the Connecticut River Valley. How did that affect the quality of your feed that you're using this year?
We're very fortunate. We're high enough that none of our land flooded. We had erosion wipeouts of, you know, access roads, and a few ditches got a little bigger. But we really lost no crops, nothing like along the Winooski River or some of these other rivers, the mid-sized rivers that really got hammered, like during Hurricane Irene. And even in Hurricane Irene, we were quite unscathed other than being just dripping wet. But as far as damage, we're very fortunate in our fields. So sympathies to those who lost a lot or all, but we fortunately did not lose any.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Thank you!
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Moving back into our discussion, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have the services of Peter Miller from the Miller Farm in Vernon, Vermont, and Harley Sterling, who runs a food service distributorship, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, among the schools in this part of Vermont, and they put together a collaboration. So let's talk about that and how it works. Why does it work? Maybe that's a good way. Why is probably more important than how. You think, Harley?
I certainly like to start with the why. Pete is very inspiring and helps bring that to clarity when you go down to his farm and you see the passion and you just see the care that he does with, you know, everyone he talks to, and certainly everything they touch, you can really feel the spirit of what they're doing, and you want to bring that to your schools so that the kids can have that kind of high-quality product. So the why is pretty easy. The how is certainly where the rubber meets the road.
Well, do you have to go to the pool, or do you just take the milk directly from Peter's farm? It goes to a processor anyway. You don't really have to go into the pool, Peter, do you?
We sell directly to Stonyfield, and we're allowed to divert. We have our own processing facility, and we process about 8% of our total production. And the products that Harley's school district and others now are getting are reduced fat products due to the federal law, which we hope goes away and the kids can get.
Let's talk about that for a second. How absolutely asinine it is for these people who don't know anything about anything to tell us that we shouldn't be serving whole milk to our children. Speak about that, will you?
I think you just did. But I believe firmly in, I want to go back to the why a little bit more, that I really believe that especially children, but all people, ought to be much more connected to where their food comes from. And so one of the things that I insisted with Harley right from the very beginning is I want these kids to come down to the farm. I want them to see how this is produced. And, you know, we ended up having a field day, and we got, I don't know, it was probably only about 15-20% of his kids in his district, but it was a lot of kids, 150 kids on hay rides. We also showed them milking. We showed them how the milk is processed. And that's so important to me. I believe that even more fundamental than what the kids get, they need to know where their carrots come from, where beef comes from, where chicken comes from, where milk comes from, of course. And I really, really fundamentally believe in the connection of the end consumer as almost a constitutional right to transact directly with farmers and their growers.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind as you're explaining that so well is the fact that children, we're talking about a rural part of Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. This is pretty rural, and yet the kids are not farm kids, it would seem. The way you're telling the story would seem to me that the average youngster is now more removed than perhaps was the case 20, 30, 40 years ago when you grew up. Is that true? Still, even in that area?
I think so. Do you feel that way, Harley?
I mean, this is certainly a very agricultural area, so we do have a lot of farm kids, but relative to the surrounding areas. But the food literacy in kids these days is eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, it's not in Harley's district.
I came into this work with very high ideals on what kind of food I wanted to serve kids and what kind of tastes I wanted to appeal to. And I got a pretty rude education quickly, finding out that you have to meet these kids where they're at or they're not going to eat. And when I say meet them where they're at, again, eye-opening, kids that have never tried corn
They're ignorant of the reality. This is something I would love to continue this. We are running out of time now for this visit, but at some point in time, when you get a little bigger, maybe, because I feel like this is going to expand in the right direction, we ought to talk more about it. But in the meantime, continued success. Peter Miller from the Miller Farm. It's vtmillerfarm.com. That's his website. And Harley Sterling, who's doing a laudable job trying to do something kind of rowing against the tide, if you will. It's worth the effort. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Appreciate the input here.
Thank you.
I'm sure all the people listening around the country also identify with it as well. Peter Miller, Harley Sterling here on the American Family Farmer.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. My son said to me a few days ago, we were talking about the future. And my children, both of them live in Los Angeles, and my grandchildren are in Los Angeles. So I'm, especially at this time of year, a very frequent traveler going back and forth across the country to see my family. And, you know, the children at my age, I'm not thinking about it, but they're thinking about, okay, what happens? What if this happens, that happens? How are you going to get yourself taken care of? Yada, yada. And we laid out some plans. But one of the things my son said to me, which shows obviously my children know me well, because Megan said the same thing in a different way at a different time. But Brendan said, Dad, I can't imagine you ever not living on the farm, not having cows. It's just, you're going to live in Massachusetts. Yeah, you can be, if we're here in California, you know, there's going to obviously, the connection that's always been very strong continues to be very strong. And if something happens, we'll deal with it. We'll make some plans, but it's not going to be healthy for you to not be on the farm. So I take that not in stride, because my children know who I am, know that this is a very important part of my life, as they're the most important part of my life, but acknowledging that the farm is kind of in my DNA. I listen to Peter Miller. There's a part of me, the place where I live and farm is a very suburban community. It used to be very rural. When I was smaller, it was, you know, like a whole different kettle of fish than it is now 70 years later. But it's still, I want to keep this farm going as, not as a dream, but a practical side of being a conservator. I may not be able to keep it in its exact state, but I'll keep it going for the most part, certainly as long as I'm around. So when I listened to Peter Miller and Harley Sterling talking about the families and how the Peter's farm, the Miller farm, in case you didn't get the web address, it's vtmillerfarm.com. Fabulous overview of how to do things the right way. He and Harley Sterling came up with a plan. Sterling is a very smart guy, and he's very good at his job. And these are the sorts of people we need to have in these sort of jobs, who actually get it. And what he gets is that we need to be feeding real food to our children so they learn about real food. I don't know how many McDonald's or Burger King's or Wendy's or Jack in the Boxes or whatever else may be around in that part of Vermont. I'm sure there are plenty of them. But going there is certainly not the preference of these people. And so what you're fighting is, Harley said, you're fighting against the grain of all the advertisements, all the promotions. You know, everybody goes to McDonald's and eats that crap. And so, you know, how do you get them into the educational system is so fakakta that they're teaching children that whole milk isn't good for them. Who in the name of God ever in the agriculture department came up with that? That is the biggest load of crap, literally. There's nothing better for you than the whole milk that comes out of a mammary gland from either your mother or from a cow or a goat. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the fact. That's not somebody conjecture, oh, fat's bad for you. No, it isn't. The milk is full of good fats, and you should be ingesting them so that you're taking care of your body, your bones, your skin, all of the things that are necessarily serviced by the whole fat, the good fats that are in milk. Anyway, I am off on a little toot, but it really annoys me that these guys have to work this out, especially Sterling, to educate the people that he worked for, number one, to get off of the government grind, the food, you know, the whole business of what the daily recommended amount. That's that whole thing, the food tree or the food chain. It's nonsense. You know what's healthy. You know what's right. And you know the stuff you buy at the fast food joint isn't right, isn't good, isn't, you're not servicing, you're not doing a justice to your family or to yourself by eating that junk. So, anyway, I just liked the sound of this. I wish I were, I'm looking at a picture on the website of the farm. My God, what an idyllic place they have. And we need to keep those places alive. So, tip of the hat to Peter Miller, Harley Sterling, what's going on in Vermont, that part of Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire that comes together. Be aware of what your children are eating and teach them what's right, especially when it comes to the things that you may grow on your farm. I'm Doug Steffen. That's my thought. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.